This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region on the border with Ukraine said on Sunday fighting was ongoing on his side of the frontier and acknowledged pro-Ukrainian forces had taken Russians prisoner during cross-border clashes.
Увидел обращение подлецов, негодяев, убийц и фашистов, которые якобы хотят встречи со мной.
The governor said he was ready for talks to retrieve, quote-unquote, our guys from the saboteur fighters who said they have taken Russians prisoner in the Belgorod region. It was the first time a Russian official had admitted to the capture of prisoners on Moscow's territory by pro-Ukrainian forces during the more than 15 months of conflict. Signal failure is emerging as the likely cause of India's worst rail crash in more than two decades, which has killed at least 275 people and wounded 1,200, Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
According to a preliminary investigation, one passenger train, the Coromandel Express, heading to Chennai from Kolkata, moved out of the main track and entered what's called a loop track, which is used to park trains, at about 80 miles per hour. It crashed into a parked freight train doing so. That crash caused the train to jump the tracks, topple, and hit another train heading in the opposite direction and at about the same speed, according to a member of the railway board. The drivers of both passenger trains were injured but survived.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Hong Kong police on Sunday detained more than 20 people, including key pro-democracy figures, trying to commemorate the anniversary of the bloody Tiananmen Square crackdown, as hundreds in Taiwan mourned the dead with a vigil.